This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for January 5th, 2022. When Walt Disney World Resort reopened in summer 2020 after an unprecedented closure due to COVID, many things did not return immediately, including dining plans. For guests who had previously purchased a Tables in Wonderland membership, benefits were still usable, but no new memberships were available. Tables in Wonderland was a program that offered Florida residents and annual pass holders, as well as DVC members, the chance to purchase a membership that provided exclusive benefits such as complimentary theme park parking for dining purposes and special offers alongside a 20% discount at participating restaurants. All pre-existing memberships have officially expired as of September 1st, 2021, and unlike the Disney Dining Plan, no word has been given regarding a possible return. The Walt Disney World website now reads, new Tables in Wonderland memberships are not for sale at this time. Additional information regarding future sales of Tables in Wonderland memberships will be released at a later date. Compared to the clear verbiage used regarding the future of the dining plan, this is less, I don't know. It just seems like this is not going to come back. At least, you know, at one point they came out in the parks blog and were like, hey, Disney dining plan is going to come back. Tables in Wonderland just seems like a thing that maybe management is not itching to bring back, as it was 20% off food and beverage and alcohol. I know resort proprietors loved it because it brought people into the hotels to dine at them. But maybe higher up in management, they just were like, oh, that's a lot of money we just could be making otherwise. Walt Disney World has released the latest Florida resident discounts for stays at select resort hotels between March 11th and July 7th. Florida residents can save 20% at the following: Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Villas at Kidani Village, the Art of Animation Resort Family Suites, the Boardwalk Inn, the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, Old Key West, Riviera Resort, Saratoga Springs, the Yacht Club as well. Florida residents can get 15% off of the following: Port Orleans Riverside, the Cabins at Fort Wilderness, Coronado Springs, and Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter. Finally, residents can get 10% off of the following: Bay Lake Tower at the Contemporary, Boulder Ridge Villas at Wilderness Lodge, Copper Creek at Wilderness Lodge, Disney's All-Star Movies Resort, Disney's All-Star Music, All-Star Sports, which is reopening March 31st, by the way, Disney's Animal Kingdom Villas, Jumbo House, Disney's Beach Club Resort, the Boardwalk Villas, Caribbean Beach, Contemporary, Pop Century, and Wilderness Lodge. The offer is available to book now, which you could tell on the website today because it took like an hour for anyone to book anything. There were long waits even on the website. In addition to the latest Florida resident offer, Walt Disney World is offering all guests up to $500 off a five-night stay at select resort hotels between March 6th and July 7th. Guests can save $100 per night at the following hotels: the Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Animal Kingdom Villas Kidani Village, the Boardwalk Inn, the Grand Floridian, Old Key West, Riviera Resort, Saratoga Springs, and Yacht Club. There's $40 off per night at the following resort: the Cabins at Fort Wilderness, Art of Animation Family Suites, Coronado Springs, Port Orleans Resort French Quarter, and Port Orleans Resort Riverside. $20 per night off at All-Star Movies, All-Star Music, and All-Star Sports, and Well Pop Century. This offer is available to book right now as well. 2022 marks the 45th anniversary of Star Wars, and Her Universe is kicking off the fun early with a new dress at Walt Disney World. The dress is inspired by Princess Leia Organa's outfit in the first film released in the series, A New Hope. The dress was previously seen at the Disneyland Resort early last month. The front of the sleeveless dress features a high collar with elegant draping. The midsection features a faux silver belt similar to the character's costume, and just above the hemline, Princess Leia's signature is stitched on in a glimmering silver thread. From the back, we can see there's a hood just in case you need to conceal yourself while transferring secret plans to any droids, and the faux belt extends to the back. A zipper is found on the side to make it easier to put on or take off, and the dress retails for $148. We found it at Uptown Jewelers at the Magic Kingdom. The latest treat coming to the Magic Kingdom for the 50th anniversary has been revealed, and it celebrates none other than Donald Duck. The Donald Duck Dome Cake will debut at Gaston's Tavern on Monday, January 10th, replacing the Mickey Mouse Dome Cake, which is scheduled to leave on Sunday. The cake, which was revealed on Instagram, resembles Donald's classic outfit, complete with a sailor hat, a red bow tie, and a blue and yellow base. The latest chapter of Epcot's ongoing reimagining has arrived around World Nature, as the new park entrance music can be heard in the area. Previously, this was the last place you could hear the old Innoventions area music from 1994, before it was replaced by the holiday music for the 2021 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. Additionally, the new loop plays at the entrance of the land, replacing the loop that featured attraction-specific music from that pavilion and has played outside that building since 1982. So there you have it. Obviously, the Land Loop, one of the longest-running music loops in all of Epcot. And then what has to be the greatest piece of background music that's ever been put together for any Disney park in the world. That Interventions Loop is finally now deceased, which is a shame because it was the best piece of walking music. It was the perfect traveling music for guests. And to have it replaced with this Spotify playlist is what most people call it. It's a bunch of pre-produced music that they just found on the internet and licensed, which it works for the entrance. But again, Epcot has always been about the music, I think. For 40 years, Epcot has celebrated all of these themes with original music. And that continued. That wasn't just an 80s thing. That was a 90s thing. That was even a 2000s thing. Mission Space had all its own original music and a theme song. And now, here we are. It's this supposedly multi-billion dollar reimagining of Epcot. And the best we can do is play this entrance music loop just everywhere. Why not just leave those individual loops alone or make something new? Just produce something new. It's really sad to just play this one piece of music throughout the whole front half of the park. Imagine if you went to Magic Kingdom and the Main Street loop played throughout like the first three lands. It would be bad. It wouldn't make sense. And so that's how I feel about this. I think this park has an incredible legacy of music, and to reduce that to a Spotify playlist is junk. It's really junk. It's very sad. Vibrante and Vivido, which premiered last year during the 2021 Epcot International Festival of the Arts, is returning this year with an expanded name as Vibrante and Vivido Encanto Cocina. The sign uses the same font as the movie's title logo and is decorated with Mirabel's colorful art. The booth is located between Morocco and France. A menu has not yet been released, but this would be one of the first times that a booth has been themed around a IP, an intellectual property. And obviously, Encanto just came out towards the end of last year. Another wave of cancellations has hit the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser as it prepares for its maiden voyage on March 1st. Since our last update, sailings have opened up for April through July. Previously, only one date was available in April and June, but there are now seven each month. Two more dates have also opened up in May for a total of nine available departures. The first departure of July was previously sold out, but it has become available as well. This leaves the entire month of July and August with full availability, and September has now been added to the calendar with just one set of dates unavailable. March still has two available dates, though one of the dates has changed, so while the departure on March 15th was rebooked, there were new cancellations for March 31st. The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser has a strict payment and cancellation policy. Cruises must be paid in full 90 days before arrival, and any cancellations beyond the 90-day mark will receive only a 50% refund. Cancellations within 30 days will not be eligible for a refund at all. Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney's Hollywood Studios was closed once again at park open on January 5th. This comes after a week plagued with operational issues. Guests were still able to book a Lightning Lane return time with Genie Plus in the My Disney Experience app. The attraction eventually reopened later in the day. Rock and Roller Coaster was closed on December 29th and 30th, then reopened on the evening of New Year's Eve. It had a delayed opening on January 1st and was closed again January 3rd. In an odd coincidence, the attraction also was closed for the first 5 days of 2021. In early December, the ride was closed for 2 days after guests were evacuated when smoke was sighted. It's been a rough couple weeks for Rock and Roller Coaster. While Disney's Animal Kingdom is, of course, a Disney theme park and is more often visited for its rides and shows, many guests fall in love with the incredible animals that live there. As a kid, personally, I was probably one of those guests who looked past these amazing creatures that call the park home. But as an Orlando area resident, I've taken great joy in getting to know and spend time with the quote-unquote cast members who are the true magic of the fourth Walt Disney World gate. And one of those was probably not one that most people would stop to see. It was a black swan. Rebecca, the male black swan, has lived at Walt Disney World for a majority of his life. He started his tenure as a cast member at Epcot Center back when the park featured a few small bird exhibits. They were flamingos, by the way, by the Mexico Pavilion. And these two black swans would live over on the other side, kind of by Canada between Future World and World Showcase. They were then moved when Disney's Animal Kingdom opened in April 1998. And he and his mate lived there in the Oasis from opening day until recently. Sadly, the female swan passed away a few months ago, and now Rebecca has joined her. In the 50 years of history in Florida, Rebecca lived through a majority of Walt Disney World's life and brought joy to so many guests during that span. And we and many others will miss him dearly. Of course, if you're a longtime WDWNT fan, you know, we loved Rebecca. Rebecca appeared on a bunch of thumbnails, was on live streams. There was a whole discussion about the top animals at Animal Kingdom where I fought for Rebecca to be number one. I didn't win, very sadly. But all the animal, we spoke to some of the caretakers this week at the park, and they were very sad too. Rebecca has been there a very long time. Rebecca was over 30 years old, again, was at Epcot, has been at Animal Kingdom the entire time the park has been operating. And it's very sad. That enclosure now at the very front of the Oasis just has spoonbills. That's it. And not trying to take credit away from the spoonbills. They're very cool. But there's no big draw in that exhibit. It's very sad. It feels very empty without Rebecca. So we'll miss Rebecca, but Rebecca had a very, very good life and was given a lot of love through the years. What I thought was most interesting, especially the last 2 years when we would stop, we'd stop there for 5 or 10 minutes and just kind of hang out with Rebecca and say hello. What was interesting was how many other guests stopped. And these were not WDWNT readers. We take no credit for this. These were people that just, everybody has a couple animals, I think, that every time they go to Animal Kingdom that they always have to go see and say hello to and kind of spend some time with. And there were a lot of people that did that with the Black Swans. And people that did it at Epcot, I couldn't believe how many people either tweeted at us or shared photos from Epcot of them visiting the Black Swans. And it's really cool to see those photos from the late 80s and through the 90s. It's really cool. But yeah, Rebecca, we will miss you dearly. Rebecca, the male Black Swan, always be in our hearts. A donut inspired by the new Cirque du Soleil show at Disney Springs, Drawn to Life, is now available at the nearby Everglades Donuts and Cold Brew. The yeast donut is dipped in blue icing and topped with a swirl of blue and white frosting, gold star sprinkles, a white chocolate Cirque du Soleil logo medallion, and a plastic painter's palette topper. The donut is $6.50, and annual pass holders do get a discount. The review of the donut on our website. Kendra Scott, the upscale jewelry retailer, will open a new retail location in the Town Center section of Disney Springs this spring, and new window stickers are in place at the future site. The stickers on the door feature a yellow, pink, and blue gradient with the Kendra Scott logo and word mark on there, and just the logo on the door. The windows also have the gradient pattern along with little starbursts and the Kendra Scott logo. And the words, making all your jewelry dreams come true, and spring 2022. It's located just next door to Ever After Jewelry Company in the Town Center area of Disney Springs. Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park is finally reopened after nearly 2 years, and now annual pass holders can save $20 off tickets. The discount can be used for the pass holder and up to 3 guests at a rate of $49 plus tax per person. The discounted tickets are valid for visits through December 31st, 2022. This offer was previously valid last year for Blizzard Beach, which is now closed for refurbishment. In addition to Walt Disney World celebrating 50 years, the Contemporary Resort is as well, and a lot of celebratory merchandise has arrived, the latest of which is a series of ornaments. The ornament is shaped like a tiny model of the resort's main building with monorail red emerging, and the back reveals the inside of the resort with monorail red cruising through while Mickey and Minnie gaze in wonder from below. Comes strung with silver ribbon. The Contemporary Resort 50th Anniversary logo is printed on the bottom of the ornament. The ornament costs $29.99. Disneyland Resort has confirmed the return of Grad Night in May and June after a 2-year absence. The After Hours private event allows current high school graduates to enjoy the parks alongside fellow graduates. Grad Night was canceled for the 2020 and 2021 seasons due to COVID, but the event will return this year. Grad Night 2022 will take place the following dates: May 13th, 14th, 18th, 20th, 21st, 25th, 26th, and 31st, June 1st, 3rd, 7th, 4th, 7th, 8th, 10th, 11th, and 17th. 3 ticket options are available: $89, which includes event admission; $119 includes general admission to California Adventure during the day plus event admission; and $179 for the park hopper option, which includes admission to both parks during the day plus event admission. The event itself will take place at California Adventure from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Schools and youth groups can register at online for Grad Night. Following the opening of Plaza Point Holiday Shop on Main Street, the old holiday store at Disneyland is going to be rethemed. The store has a new sign reading Merlin's Marvelous Miscellany. Merlin's Higgidus Figgidus spell from the Sword in the Stone has been painted on the dark wood above the shop's door and window, and the spell is pink with yellow stars around it. The sign on the door just directs guests to the new holiday shop and doesn't indicate what may be in store for this location, but I love it. Anytime you get Sword in the Stone in the parks, I'm on board. Unlike its Florida counterpart, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Disneyland is getting a whole new facade for its grand opening. We saw the beginnings of the El Capitan Theater marquee go up last month. There haven't been any huge changes during the past two holiday weeks, but the shape of the theater facade is clear. Concept art for the theater is on the construction walls in front of it. There'll be a tower jutting from the center of the roof, and the marquee will be on an overhang above the entrance. Crew members were working on the steel framework. They were each attached to the structure with safety wires, and a small crane is staged nearby with the hook dangling above the tower. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway will not open until 2023, following a major refurbishment of the entirety of Toontown, which is set to close in March. Workers United Local 50, one of the unions representing Disneyland cast members, has reported that response time on COVID-19-related medical pay is delayed. Full-time and select part-time cast members qualify for up to 2 weeks of pay for missed shifts if they have a confirmed case of COVID. The union advises that to receive pay, cast may be required to submit documentation. The Disney COVID team should submit all necessary forms, and we recommend that cast request pay be submitted when talking with a Disney representative. Disney is reportedly aware of the delays and is, quote, placing more resources to help with the problem. Until the problem is resolved, cast members may be stuck waiting for their compensation. A new Disneyland baseball jersey has arrived. The jersey is blue with white and red embroidery. The Disneyland D logo and 55 are on the front left breast, and Disneyland is embroidered on the back with Sleeping Beauty Castle. We found it at the Emporium at Disneyland Park for $59.99. We spotted a new sweatshirt from the long-delayed Play in the Park collection at the Emporium at Disneyland. On the front of the sweatshirt is a design of icons for both Disneyland and California Adventure, featuring Sleeping Beauty Castle, the Matterhorn, the Pixar Pal-Around, and more. You can also see Tinkerbell and Dumbo flying amongst the fireworks. The Disneyland Resort logo lines one of the sleeves, and the sweatshirt costs $49.99. If you thought Baby Yoda couldn't get any cuter, think again. Straight out of the hit Disney Plus Star Wars series The Mandalorian, a new adorable Grogu candy apple has arrived at Marceline's Confectionery in downtown Disney. Grogu is a green apple covered in caramel and white chocolate, and his tiny ears are marshmallows, and a sprinkling of sugar creates a fuzzy trim on his robe. The treat is $12.99. The review on our website. In what is being considered the start of the fifth wave of COVID outbreaks in Hong Kong, the local government is taking steps to combat the spread of the virus, one of which is closing all theme parks, including Hong Kong Disneyland, effective January 7, 2022. Local authorities are taking action as the number of cases, now including the Omicron variant, increase once again in the city. While the restrictions being put in place by the government are currently for a 14-day time period, Hong Kong Disneyland has removed all park hours through March 26th. This is one of many in a long line of closures for Hong Kong Disneyland. Most recently, the park closed for a short time in late 2021 due to a suspected case. The park closed within a month of its initial reopening back in July of 2020, and there have now been five lockdowns of the park in total related to the pandemic over 2 years. In addition to closing the theme parks, new rules for physical distancing, restrictions on indoor dining, and the closure of other venues such as gyms, pools, clubs, and museums will take place, according to the Hong Kong Free Press. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Don't forget, WDW News Tonight returns live on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're back every week on Thursday, back from our holiday break. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.